This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Israeli and Egyptian officials are reporting 7 peacekeepers, including Americans, have been killed in a helicopter crash in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. Among the dead, 5 U.S. personnel from the Multinational Force and Observers, or MFO. It currently consists of 1,154 military personnel from 13 countries, the largest contingents from the United States, Colombia, Fiji, and France. 452 U.S. personnel are key leaders for the MFO. The Egyptian official said the crash appeared to be caused by a technical issue. As more government officials threaten American lockdowns due to the coronavirus making a comeback in the United States, a Gallup poll says over half of Americans will not obey the order. In the poll taken between October 19th and November 1st, 49% of respondents said they would be very likely to stay at home for a month if an outbreak happens in their communities. 40% of Republicans polled said they were willing to comply with the stay-at-home order. That's down from 74% in the spring. 87% of Democrats said they're likely to comply. That's down from 91% in March and April. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
With hundreds of sworn affidavits on election irregularities, President Trump's campaign filed a lawsuit in Michigan on Wednesday. The Michigan lawsuit alleges misconduct in the voting with the focus on the Democrat stronghold of Wayne County, which includes Detroit. Jake Rollo, a spokesman for the Michigan Department of State, said the Trump campaign was promoting false claims to erode public confidence in Michigan's elections. Tropical Storm Eta will produce an additional 1 to 3 inches of rain across portions of the Florida Peninsula through today. Central Florida could experience some isolated rain bands through early morning, but the weather will improve as the day progresses. With hot temperatures still dominating the Sunshine State, the next cold front promises to bring lower humidity and cooler temperatures early next week. Chicago officials say a large fire engulfed a far south side warehouse. The fire started about 8:40 p.m. local time at Valviva Contractors, located on South Avenue O. The cause of the fire is unknown, and there were no injuries. USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Major League Baseball picks the Cy Young Award winners for last year's best performers on the mound. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
Major League Baseball announced the winners of the 2020 Cy Young Awards Wednesday for the top pitchers of the year. Cleveland's Shane Bieber was unanimously named the AL winner. Bieber led the majors in ERA and strikeouts and shared the league lead for wins with the Cubs' Yu Darvish. In the National League, Trevor Bauer became the Cincinnati Reds' first ever Cy Young winner, capping a season where he led the NL in ERA and was vital in the Reds, clinching their first playoff spot since 2013. The most valuable player in both leagues will be announced on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Denton True Cy Young was born in 1867 and was a Major League Baseball pitcher born in Gilmore, Ohio. He started his career with the Cleveland Spiders back in 1890. Chipotle is changing the way some operations work. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Chipotle is bringing its first digital-only restaurant to the area near the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. The restaurant will be located just south of Highland Falls, New York. It'll offer pickup and delivery when it opens on Saturday. Chipotle says orders will be picked up in a lobby that makes a person feel like they're in an actual restaurant. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
There's a total of 2,680 Chipotle locations in the United States as of October 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, the question is are you seeing it? Are you seeing the cultural revolution that is taking place right before our very eyes? Of course, the mainstream media is not really bringing it to light. They're just waiting, I guess, until, you know, the gate finally goes down and we realize what is what's coming along with this mess that the left has created for us and what it's all about, you know, from political speech, political safety, correctness speech, and the cancel culture and all that. We've been duped and we're being set up for the gate really slamming down on us and before it's too late. And we're right there, ladies and gentlemen. We're right there where there's not going to be any way out. Selwyn Duke is with us right now, a writer for The New American. I've been writing for more than a decade, also writes for The Hill, Observer, The American Conservative, World Net Daily, American Thinker, many other print and online publications. And he joins us now. Selwyn, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, great to be with you, Bill. Bill, well, you're well today.
Well, I am well, but, to read what you're writing about is quite the clarion call here. Violence, Inc., a leftist enterprise. I mean, this is an intentional, development. This is not something that has just kind of fell in our lap and we're dealing with. I mean, there is an end game and an end game objective in all this, is there not?
Well, there certainly is. I mean, when you're dealing with the left, what we call the left, you're dealing with people who want to achieve power by any means necessary. That's the bottom line. And I saw these conservative commentators, don't want to mention too many of them, but one of them was Newt Gingrich. And by the way, he's a very intellectual man, no doubt about it. But they were predicting a Trump landslide on Election Day. And I said all along, listen, I know that Trump's going to win, or he would win, were it not for the prospect of vote fraud. But the vote fraud is going to be of a grand magnitude. And I was correct. And what I would say about these conservative commentators is that, unfortunately, they're underestimating the opposition. They really don't understand what they're dealing with. And I like to put it this way with people, Bill. I like to say, look, if you're not religious, just view this as a thought exercise. But when you're dealing with the left, just pretend you're dealing with Satan. If you do that, you will know how to proceed. Right. They're above nothing. They're beneath contempt. No lie is too big. They will do anything to achieve their ends. And if you realize that, you'll be better prepared.
Right.
And you can stop me if I'm going on too long.
No. This is, look, at the people need to hear this because, first of all, this show, Selwyn, I don't know what you know about it, but we have always been one and committed to the truth. We're going to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And some of this harsh reality, people are thinking we're going to avoid some of these things, but it's clear what's happened. I mean, what we're in the middle of right now in terms of this attack on our democracy with all this voter fraud and how the system has been so overwhelmed. I mean, they talk about systemic systemic issues when it comes to race, racial systemic issues. But the thing is it's almost like the attack on our government is rather systemic. And the left is taking full advantage of this. As Lindsey Graham, shouted out during the Kavanaugh hearing, it's all about power for them. He says, I wish you don't get it. And I still hear those words, but, you know, when you hear those words, you go, boy, he touched on something here, but I'm not sure that everybody really understood, how powerful and prophetic his warning was to all of us. Just like you said, the left is amoral. It's all about control. Clearly, that's what's going on. They have purposely created and participated in this whole pandemic thing to weaponize that. They've weaponized every aspect of our government to where we can no longer trust it, whether it's the FBI, the CIA, all the three-letter agencies. We're in one humongous cleanup mess, and Donald Trump was our only hope because he was so independent, not beholden to the traditions of the bureaucracy, and that's what freaked him out, because he's the president of the United States, and he could pull back the veil on him, and that's what he was doing, and they were not very comfortable with that.
No, they weren't at all. And I want to touch on something you mentioned. You said they're all about power. I said that too. This will put things in perspective for most people, because you see, most human beings exhibit a certain phenomenon, Bill, where they project their own mindset and priorities and values onto others. That's natural, okay? Mm-hmm. So for this reason, most people can't really relate to power lust. They can understand how you could lust after money or food or sex, because mm-hmm. we all have those urges to some degree, just hopefully not to a disordered extent. mm-hmm. But they can't understand, most people, that there are individuals out there who lust after power in the same way other people might lust after money or sex or food. Mm-hmm. And it's an all-consuming passion to many of these people. And unfortunately, an inordinate number of them are attracted to politics for obvious reasons, because that's how you achieve power.
Right.
And you have to be very wary of these individuals. Kamala Harris is a good example. She is someone who is consumed with power lust. There's mm-hmm. no doubt about it. And she would step over dead bodies in order to gain power. Mm-hmm. But, you also mentioned a word that was very, very important here. You mentioned truth, that you care about truth. One thing that defines the left, Bill, and unfortunately this imbues too many moderns today, is that they do not believe in truth. And when mm-hmm. I say truth, I'm speaking of something that exists apart from man and is universal, eternal, and immutable. That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
People on the left mm-hmm. are moral relativists / nihilists, mm-hmm. and because they're like that, with many of them, they've just boiled this down, this nihilistic thinking, to its bare essence, where they've come to Aleister Crowley's formulation. He was an occultist. His formulation, do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law.
Mm-hmm.
That is what you're dealing with. And that's why you're seeing what we saw during this election. Look, I have been reporting on vote fraud for years. This is nothing new, and I believe all connected Democrats know about it. I mean, Rod Blagojevich, he's a Democrat, mm-hmm. the former governor of Illinois. He was
right.
on TV last Friday, and he said, and again, you can stop me if I'm going on too long, but he said that it's a time-honored Democratic tradition to engage in vote fraud in big cities.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows this. I remember Chris Matthews years ago when he still had his show, Hardball. He said at one point, I think he was talking in reference to Philadelphia, that everyone knows it goes on. He was talking
right.
about vote fraud.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that has been going on for ages. We just had an election earlier this year, May 12th, in Paterson, New Jersey. I'm in New York. It's not that far away. It was a special election between two Democrats. Well, the mail-in vote fraud bill was found to have been so egregious that a judge ordered a new election be held. And all the Democrats did on November 3rd was they ratcheted this up to an unbelievable degree, because they were so consumed with hatred of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
They were so brainwashed with the idea that he posed an existential threat to our republic. And they were so convinced, many of them in the rank and file anyway, that Trump stole the 2016 election, that they were going to pull out all the stops. They were going to commit vote fraud to any degree necessary to win this election, and that's what they did. And I have to tell you something, because I have a source on this.
Okay, we got 20 seconds. Well, I'll tell you what, hold it. for just a moment. We'll keep everybody on the edge of their seat because we've got more from Selwyn Duke on the other side of the break. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we continue our conversation with Selwyn Duke, talking about Violence, Inc., a leftist enterprise. I mean, look at when you look at what's happening, the riots in the streets that have been going on, and this, we're not talking about the last year. I mean, this has been going on for time and time, and it is brought to you by the left. They're really not interested in having peace. For some reason, so, and this is, you know, how do you put this? They thrive on this. They thrive on this chaos. They talk about having peace, but they do nothing about it. They do nothing to promote peace. They only exacerbate the problems all the more, and then they allow their cities to be devastated and for, people to go in and loot. And you sit there and you look at these, I'm looking at the video of these people looting these stores in the community, these stores that provided jobs for, their brothers, sisters, family members and that. And they could care less. I mean, they're just happy to get their free TVs, supposedly, and their tennis shoes. But the deal is, as we know, in living life, is there's nothing free. I mean, they're going to pay a price for this, regardless. I mean, now they may end up in some other community to do it again, or they may live there and complain and whine that life is so unfair for them. But this is the very thing that they've created for themselves. And they're waiting for a handout and reparations, I guess, because life is so unfair and it's been so unfair to them.
Yeah. Well, also, it comes down to what's happening with a person on a philosophical and spiritual level, Bill, because the bottom line is that do you count your blessings or do you count your alleged curses? I mean, the bottom line is that we are living in Western civilization the life of Riley. And these spoiled brats in the street don't understand that. For almost all of human history, the norm for mankind was to live in grinding poverty. Mm-hmm. And today, we can walk into a supermarket and have at our disposal an average of 15,000 items from the world over, right, all of which, or almost all of which, at very affordable prices. So you have to ask, what are these people complaining about? Are you complaining about all the free time you have to waste it on electronic devices and on the internet, on your little iPhone there? Are you complaining about all the recreational opportunities you have? Are you complaining about the abundant food? And my point is this. You have to be very, very careful before you start tinkering with the machinery of civilization, because civilization is like an ecosystem. It really is very precariously balanced. And if you remove some elements, if you remove a species or two, the whole thing could just collapse.
Exactly.
But, of course, these people don't understand that because they're spoiled brats, as I said.
Right.
And it's a function of having been raised incorrectly. It's a function of godlessness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, G.K. Chesterton, the great philosopher, he said, thanks are the highest form of thought. And I think he probably was right about that, because I know that in my own life, I'm happiest when I'm at my most thankful, and I'm thanking God for everything.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
Everything really is a gift,
right,
and goods look a lot better when they come wrapped as gifts. I think Chesterton said that, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you mentioned how the left doesn't want peace when peace does not serve their ends. Yes, no, they don't. You notice when Biden allegedly won the election, Bill, that all of a sudden he called for unity. Now, this really is rich. After years of lying and cheating and deceiving and attacking Donald Trump and spending $48 million on a witch hunt investigation, and after months and months of rioting and looting and burning and years of attacking Trump supporters, now they have the temerity to call for unity. And you know what's going on here? This is right out of the communist playbook.
Of course it is. Yeah.
There were four stages of communist subversion. The first one is demoralization, the undermining of the morals of a target civilization. The second one is destabilization, which is just what it sounds like, and that's what we've been experiencing for the last couple of years at least.
Mm-hmm.
The third one is crisis, which is when a revolution occurs. And the fourth one is interesting. This is relevant here. Normalization.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a euphemism. That just means cementing control, so there's no more violence and you have no more opposition. Well, yeah, I mean, right now Joe Biden is calling for normalization. That's what he's calling for, because now they think they've achieved their end of getting the presidency. So maybe the violence doesn't quite serve their ends the way it did before. It's unbelievable. It's all completely cynical. And like I said, that's why pretend that you're dealing with Satan when you're dealing with the left, and you're not going to go wrong.
Well, Biden is fooling himself because he thinks that Black Lives Matter, all these activists and the anarchists and that are calming down. They're not calming. They're pausing. They've hit the pause button for a moment. And they are already contacting him and saying, okay, you owe us. What's in it for us? What are you going to give us because we got you elected? It's the same thing that Bill Clinton realized when he was elected. And he made a big move, toward the gay community. And the numbers went crazy. I mean, they started out and said, well, about 2% of America is gay. By the time the campaign was over, I think they were saying 20-25% of America was gay. And so then they go into the Oval Office after Clinton's elected and they go, hey, you owe us. We got you elected. And of course, he had to tell them what reality was all about and that that was all a political ploy and took advantage. But the real numbers are, you're about 2-4%. You're not 20%. We went along with that. Hey, look, we'll give you a full tchotchkes, a couple tchotchkes here and send you on your way. And hey, we'll do what we can for you. But you're not swinging some big political stick here. OK, so let's just and so they kind of tucked tail and went off. And went on their own agendas. But Black Lives Matter and these anarchists, they're not going to go away like this. And you're going to have the very crisis that you referred to, Selwyn, coming to a theater near you very soon.
Well, absolutely. And if you look at the history of the left, Bill, you'll see that this is wash, rinse, and repeat. This
yes.
pattern is repeated over and over again, mm-hmm. that the left ends up eating its own. And to paraphrase John F. Kennedy, he said, someone who seeks power by riding the back of a tiger will end up in its belly. And that's what these so-called mainstream Democrats
exactly.
are trying
that's
to
perfect.
Do.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's going to go on. And, going into this and seeing, the perils of the voter fraud and all the things that the left was doing, I had a conversation with Jonathan Cahn and we were talking about God's will be done. I said, in that prayer, people need to realize that God's will is still God's will. It may not be ours. We may not, we don't see exactly, but I believe this, that ultimately, because God does not, he does not cater to unjust and unrighteous things. And this is what's happening right now, to your earlier point. We know that when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. The people are not rejoicing right now.
Yeah.
So that should tell you something.
And that's what it boils down to. It boils down to whether or not we have virtue in the people.
Yes.
That's something that the founding fathers emphasized over and over and over again. Edmund Burke, the great Anglo-Irish philosopher and statesman, he said it very well. He said, "It is ordained in the eternal constitution of things that men of intemperate minds cannot be free. Mm-hmm. Their passions forge their fetters." And 'twas ever thus. That's how it works.
Yes.
If we continue declining morally, we will continue declining in all other ways. And that's why when I look at this election, what I really see is that we're descending into third worldism
yes.
because we are descending into vice. And I don't mm-hmm. think that a vice-ridden people, no matter what safeguards it may have, can ever hold an honest election.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not possible at all.
So, and I think that there are some people that would pray that God would judge this nation, and sometimes the way God judges is just to leave us to our own devices, right? And leaving us to our own devices, no bueno, and I think a lot more complicated and a lot worse than God judging us.
Absolutely.
You know, it's really scary when you think about it. Because even David was faced with that proposition. Okay, who am I going to? Am I going to be judged? Am I going to be judged by God himself? Or am I going to be judged by, an enemy? And he says, well, I'd much rather be in the hands of God because I know God will extend some mercy, right?
Yep, amen. That's true.
Boy, this is scary stuff. So, it's scary stuff when you're outside of God. And we know that this is the situation here. So people of faith, have really had to come together with their eyes wide open to understand what is needed, if we might say, as trite as it's been said before, for a time such as this. Selwyn Duke, great to have you on. Look forward to having you back, as always. Okay, you take care.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Israeli and Egyptian officials are reporting seven peacekeepers, including Americans, have been killed in a helicopter crash in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. Among the dead, five U.S. personnel from the Multinational Force and Observers, or MFO. It currently consists of 1,154 military personnel from 13 countries, the largest contingents from the United States, Colombia, Fiji, and France. 452 U.S. personnel are key leaders for the MFO. The Egyptian official said the crash appeared to be caused by a technical issue. As more government officials threaten American lockdowns due to the coronavirus making a comeback in the United States, a Gallup poll says over half of Americans will not obey the order. In the poll taken between October 19th and November 1st, 49% of respondents said they would be very likely to stay at home for a month if an outbreak happens in their communities. 40% of Republicans polled said they were willing to comply with the stay-at-home order. That's down from 74% in the spring. 87% of Democrats said they're likely to comply. That's down from 91% in March and April. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, it's Euler time. Yes, we're talking. The founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee joins us now. Hey, Lou, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing fine, and we've added up the numbers, and Trump's going to be reelected president.
Well, you know, the mainstream media, social media, all, you know, all that have supported, you know, the Biden madness are on full display. There's no denying that. And they are very agitated by the due process because discovering with each moment is, you know, clear out and out fraud that has taken place, and people's valid votes have been invalidated by illegal votes. And, you know, one thing or another here, Lou, I mean, this is just madness.
Yes, yes. And, you know, these self-serving speeches and fireworks and cable calls don't a president make. I mean, this time Trump got 70 million votes, 9 million more than the last time. Down ballot was all Republican, and the claims that he has not reached 270 is just nonsense. Because as you look at Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, the combination is there right now. Biden doesn't have 270. He has maybe 226 or something in that range. Mm-hmm. And so the challenges in the states by court, by the attorney general, et cetera, all are going to lead, fortunately, to what the framers of the Constitution decided, and that is that the state legislatures,
right,
in the face of this kind of nonsense, will make the decision, and seven of the eight legislatures that we're dealing with are solidly Republican.
Right. And, you know, the other thing to consider here in regard to, you know, all the all the smoke, and we still have yet to see some clear fire, although there's lots of evidence to indicate that there's fire behind all this smoke of, you know, voter suppression, voter manipulation, voter fraud, whatever you want to call it. And it is going to be quite a disruption in the force for the Democrats, because this is what they have done to us. It is brought to you by the Democratic Party. It wasn't the Republican Party that did this. It is the Democrats. And then on top of that, Lou, which I was, you know, and observing the numbers, they weren't even smart about this in terms of how they, you know, how they went about, you know, impacting particular voting districts that have traditionally been Republican. Suddenly they have flipped by an infusion of illegal votes so dramatically that it makes it look suspicious, number one. Number two is you get ballots that only voted for the president. There was no downline voting. That in itself raises a red flag, doesn't it?
Oh, look, the whole thing, the COVID-19 year, which is what we have experienced, was ready-made for this kind of nonsense by the Democrats to use it to get mail ballots out there. Now, we know that ballots have fled into Nevada for people who have left Nevada. The failure of the Philadelphia observers to be able to look at the ballots, mm-hmm. They were kept 100 feet away. All of the elements here are just total mischief, and it was accommodated by the response to COVID-19 to try and create this disruption in what otherwise is has been a regular and responsible and responsive election system in America and across the nation, been disrupted by these antics, and they're not going to get away with it. That's mm-hmm. just period. End of report.
Well, there's such a profuse amount of affidavits out there, hundreds of affidavits, people offering their testimony, citing, you know, voter fraud. I mean, you've got a Pennsylvania mail carrier, for example, that reported that there was ballot tampering. And then supposedly, after he got pressured by the officials, then he supposedly recanted his allegation. But then he went back to James O'Keefe and Veritas, who he had presented the initial update and report to, and said, I didn't recant anything. You know, these guys, you know, they did this. My boss told me to change the you know the dates. That in fact did occur. Now he's a whistleblower, and so you know, as a whistleblower, he's not being protected, which is very interesting, because at a government level, you still keep your job, you still get paid. In his particular case, I mean, this is going to be a lawsuit down the road to ring the bell, because they've put him on timeout without pay.
Yes, yes. Well, and everything that has been done across the board, including the fundraising that was done for many of these candidates, unprecedented mm-hmm. amounts of money from dark money sources. So all of this is part of the plot by the left to oust the legitimate leader of the United States and illegally capture that office. And yet, you know, as we've said, as you look down ballot, look at the Senate, look at the House, look at Harder's effort to capture state legislatures so they could run redistricting in 2021 was met with defeat. So mm-hmm. everything of the left was met with defeat, except the claim by Biden and company that they've won the presidency. That's nonsense.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is also, let's rewind here just a couple of weeks ago when Joe Biden, in much the same type of ego and arrogance as he did in Ukraine, in putting the pressure on the prosecutor and the president and saying, look, you better get rid of that prosecutor who's investigating my son. If not, you're not going to get $1 billion. I mean, he says this himself. And no harm, no foul, you know, certainly no impeachment trial for Joe Biden. Well, then, you know, here a couple weeks ago, in that same attitude and arrogance, he admits to creating a voter fraud organization. I mean, just, you know, brazenly, some say mistakenly, but I think it was rather brazen, bragged about what he called the creation of the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. Joe Biden said this, not Hunter Biden, not Kamala Harris, not anybody else, but Joe Biden himself, the former vice president of the United States. I mean, that's incredible.
That's right. And when you look at what the media did with the very credible reports that came out within a month of Election Day about Hunter Biden and the computer that was
right,
found.
The laptops, yeah, exactly.
And their failure to investigate that, to penetrate that, to ask the hard questions is just such a dead giveaway that the press was bought and paid for. And now they're trying to do the same thing with respect to these numbers coming from the states. You bet.
Well, it's been a corrupt process for a long time. This is what we can be thankful for Donald Trump for doing, is exposing the corruption. So here it is. The ball is in our court, America. What kind of government do you want? Do you want a Democratic-run government? Forget about going, you know, going towards socialism. Let's just about having, you know, a fair rule of play where your vote counts. I mean, basically, we've had 70 million votes for Donald Trump that have been invalidated and canceled by the shenanigans of the Democratic Party. They are the ones that have done this to us, not Republicans, and it has to be at their feet, don't you say?
I agree with you entirely. They're the ones who have corrupted this election system, and we simply will not allow them to get away with it.
Lou Euler, founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. LimitTaxes.org is where you want to go for all the information. Lou, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Take care.
Our pleasure to join you as usual. You'd bet.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. and we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you with us as we continue to look at these numbers. You know, kind of amazing. I was trying to find out exactly what the vote differential were in these key states that the president and his team are trying to, that they're not trying, they're challenging. And you have to realize what is, what's in the balance here. As our conversation with, you know, with Selwyn indicated, boy, I'll tell you, our republic, our very way of life, is what's hanging in the balance here. And I know that sounds kind of dire, but think about it. I mean, if a party is going to come in and cheat their way into power, what does that say? And historically, as Selwyn was pointing out and as others have pointed out before, you got to give it, you got to give them their due. I mean, this is a Democratic Party thing. I mean, when Blagojevich himself, who spent time and was pardoned by Donald Trump here, as you know, the former governor of Illinois, you know, points out that, look at this is what they do. This is just normal fare for the Democrats. And because of COVID and, you know, the country somehow agreeing, these board of elections all agreeing that mail-in voting was the way to do it, you know, because of COVID, you know, we had to do this, that, it really just unharnessed, I mean, unleashed and threw into chaos the whole system. I mean, this is our electoral system that, you know, throws us into the arena, as Phil Hotzenpiller said the other day. I mean, we've become a banana republic here because of that. I mean, think about this. I mean, whoever thought, you know, America, I mean, oh, Bill, you're jumping the shark. It's kind of extreme. But no, look at what happened. I mean, the kind of evidence that's showing up here. And I know people are saying, well, where's the evidence? Well, the evidence is there. I mean, it's just, you know, it's due process. And, you know, every day the White House is collecting more and more information, you know, from poll workers. And, of course, these poll workers, God bless them, I mean, for the courage because you're talking about the cancel culture and what must be on them now that they've, you know, sent a report and said, hey, look, this wasn't according to Hoyle, man. These guys were, you know, fudging around with the numbers. We were told to get out of the way. I mean, clearly, I mean, if you were one of them and you were wearing a Biden-Harris mask, I guess you were okay, and that could identify what side you were on. And that was the case. You know, you had polling workers there. And you know, that's kind of like your secret handshake. And that's what puts you into the club. And if you didn't, you know, God forbid, if you were just the opposite and wearing a MAGA hat, well, challengers, chances are they weren't going to give you a cup of coffee and they were going to invalidate you and get you out of there as quickly as possible, as they did in some districts there in Pennsylvania, where they told the Republicans, you know, they told everybody, go home. And they kind of held back the Democrats, you know, the Democratic observers and counters. And so once the Republicans were out of the room, I mean, this is quite clever. You know, they close the door and say, hey, well, don't go anywhere. We're just going to, you know, we told them just to get them out of the room. And now, hey, we're going to make this happen. I mean, this kind of stuff going on. I mean, does that not bother you? Or do you think, oh, well, you know, it's just, you know, people fabricating stuff. It's just not really the case. Well, you know, there's just too many instances where stuff is not done. I mean, like in Nevada, we were talking with Megan Barth earlier. What's happening there, the machine, they dialed back the machine so it couldn't really do what the machine was designed to do. And that was to validate the signatures. They you know, and you go, well, why would they dial it down? Well, they dialed it down because they knew what kind of result they wanted. And if they got the result they wanted, then, hey, everything's fine. So dial it back. And we'll just, you know, let all these illegal votes go through. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this being done by our fellow Americans, this is what's so sad about this, is that they're so desperate. And people that we want to call fellow citizens, that right now we're in a war together with regarding this pandemic. And they're sitting there on the sidelines. Well, forget about sidelines. I mean, they're right there, you know, juicing up the whole program and putting a stick in the spokes of this Democratic Republic. Because they want one world government. They want the globalists to come in. And they believe... They really, and the thing is amazing about this is that this is really a caste system of caste systems. And the everyday citizen who's participating with those on the left have no idea what they're getting themselves into. I mean, they are surrendering themselves, their very minds, their freedoms, to become chattel of the left. See, and then you've got 72 million plus people going, no, nah, ain't going to happen to us. And so we're sitting here fighting. And meanwhile, look at you. This is a time where you really separate the men from the boys, so to speak. OK, because this requires courage. You can't sit there and give up on this when you know that this is unfair, because if you give up. And, you know, Joe Biden becomes president of the United States and you surrender to this. Well, then don't complain. Don't complain when the Democrats start coming in and they come after your guns and they tell you that you cannot worship God the way in which you worship God. And the little sisters of the poor, I don't care. I don't care about your faith. I don't care about your issues and your God. Darn it, we say, you're going to give abortive patient pills to anybody that's associated, you know, with your ministry. You know, that's just the way it is. So suck it up, buttercup. It's we're in charge, you're not, because as Barack Obama said, elections have consequences, even if they cheat to get said election. And this is so blatant. I don't know how anyone looks at this and say, yeah, this was a free and fair election. I mean, you have to be so ideologically fixed, as Jordan Peterson says, that you've rendered yourself stupid to the degree that you can't even see what has happened before your eyes. And, you know, the mainstream media, forget it, because this is all a cabal. The mainstream media has abandoned the everyday citizen of America. They're not doing their job. They've abandoned it because, you know, they hate Donald Trump. Trump isn't part of their agenda, along with, you know, the social media giants, the big tech giants, Zuckerberg and Dorsey and them, and Google. I mean, they're all in. They're all in for Biden. I mean, here's a guy, he conducts his campaign. Come on, please. I mean, this is insulting. He conducts his campaign out of a bunker. I mean, he comes out and sees his shadow for a little bit and then runs back into the bunker. And there's this idea that there's some mental deficiency going on. And that's further exacerbated when it's not gaffes. I mean, Jill Biden is right. It's not gaffes. I mean, there's a misfiring of his brain synapses that are taking place here. Those are gaffes are just innocent mistakes. I mean, you just you just say the wrong word or whatever. And anybody that speaks for a living, including yours truly, we're subject to gaffes. We know that. But when you're saying things that are just totally incongruous and disconnected, I mean, you can't chuckle. Oh, that's just Uncle Joe. Well, hey, that's our president. It's going to be a president of the United States. And let's not even talk about, the Biden crime family that Peter Schweitzer has reported on for many. You know, this has been out there for a long time. And some of these people act like, oh, I just heard about it, or I don't want to hear about it. Oh, it's just the Republicans. It's just Donald Trump, causing problems. Well, no, the guy cheated. He used his office, and Hillary Clinton did as well, and you look at these Democrats, and if you really were looking at the numbers of how wealthy these people are, I mean, here they are. They're working. They're servants of the people, and they become gazillionaires. How does that happen? On $180,000 a year salary, $180,000. I mean, there's just not enough free haircuts that you can get. To take care of, to make that kind of money. But they didn't. And up until recently, that they were allowed to do insider trading. They it was okay. The ethics committee said, it was okay until the people heard about it. Again, Peter Schweitzer reported on it. And people were up in arms about it. And they said, maybe we ought to stop doing that. It's a little too obvious. So they stopped it. So they, the attorneys that they are and, the special people, because they're so deserving, they found a way and they're finding a way still to insider trading. They just kind of, dressed it up and kind of doing it out the back door, getting away with it. Because, most fair-minded American citizen, we don't think that way. But, Selwyn was right. In dealing with the Democrats, sad to say, you have to, and I know that's a bit of a broad brush. You might say, "Bill, man, wow, you're hitting broad strokes here," but they have defined themselves deficient of morality. They're amoral. I mean, and to the point of, in some cases, again, they run the spectrum. I'm not saying all of them are evil, but some are, and you've got to see this that's happening. I mean, they pick no bones about it. I mean, look what they did to Brett Kavanaugh. You think that was an accident? You think that was, just a little bit, sorry? Nobody apologized for that. They brutalized this man and his family. And they got somebody else to come in, Dr. Blasey Ford, who never apologized, and just goes off and, I don't know how many millions of dollars she made on a GoFundMe deal, because everybody, got to support that. And they dumped their good money into supporting somebody who lied. I mean, she misrepresented. At least she misrepresented the story in order to come to a predicted end. And this is what it's all about. I mean, the Democrats are working this for a predicted end that America, for the most part, can't even conceive. We just don't. We don't think that people are that diabolical. And they, in fact, are, ladies and gentlemen. And you can be thankful that we have a president who is fighting to his last breath. He's fighting for our republic to flip it. Because if we cannot get down to the bottom, look, if he loses and it's fair and square, hey, that's the way the chips fall. But if he loses because they cheated, then we need to be aware of this, because forget it. Free and fair, I mean, this is questionable, but forget about ever having a free and fair election ever in the future history of America. And what are our kids and grandkids are going to, what are they going to be stuck with? Oh, thank you very much, Mom and Dad. You left us a great country.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.